Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hanin, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and also Evangelist Khadija Hanin. Praise the Lord. We invite you to prayer on tonight, and that's what this mission is all about. This ministry is about prayer. And at this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist. Praise God. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We are asking that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy tonight. Touch us, oh, Lord. We need strength to go through, oh, Lord. Help us to endure. Help us to make this journey, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless, oh, Lord. Give strength to the weak, oh, Lord. Heal them that are sick. Oh, my God, those who are going through tests and trials, infirmities and afflictions in their bodies, we know you're able to deliver. And we know that you have the power. Oh, my God, work a miracle in somebody's life. Help somebody to surrender their life unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. Heavenly Father, we pray that you go into the institutions. Oh, my God, touch somebody's heart and mind. Give them a mind to turn from their way, to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them today, oh, Lord. Help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help somebody, oh, Lord, to give their life, to come back unto you, oh, Lord. Help them to turn around, oh, Lord, from the way that they're going. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to draw them in, save to the uttermost. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover the day, oh, Lord. Wash and make everyone whole. Draw your people closer to you, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to consecrate our lives unto you. Drawing near, oh, Lord, we need your help today. For without you, we can do nothing. We can't make this journey without you. We're dependent on you today to help us, oh, Lord, and to make us and fix us the way you want us to be. Help us to seek to please you. Take away everything and everything that is contrary to your will. Everything that seeks to hinder, help us today, oh, Lord. Lift heavy burdens today. Look on the bereaved families. Continue to comfort them and strengthen them in this trying time. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Make ways, oh, Lord. Work things out. You know the situation. You know how to fix it, oh, Lord. We're dependent on you, and we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have thine own way today, oh, Lord. Let your will be done. We know you're able, oh, Lord, and we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for how you blessed our souls. We thank you for how you touched and made a way. I thank you for your healing virtue, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you today, Jesus. You've been so good to me. I don't deserve your goodness. I don't deserve your mercy. But I'm thankful for what you have done for me, and I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love that you have bestowed upon us. We pray that you will continue to go with us, continue to stand by us, continue to bless this broadcast, send on souls saved today, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you continue to have your way, let your will be done, and we will give thy name to praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer.
coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we just want to focus our attention on prayer tonight. And I thank God because God he is a merciful God. He is worthy to be praised. And I just feel led to have tonight, and I want to turn your minds and your attention to the book of James, the 5th chapter, around the 16th verse. And we can pray and ask God for anything we need, because as the Bible lets us know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And James, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse reads, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, and there is, as our logo is, as our what we usually just say is that prayer works. Just in brief, those few little words, prayer works. Hallelujah. And according to the word of God, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that type of prayer is effectual, is fervent, and it gets the job done. Amen. That prayer barriers and goes directly to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, I know that we've been praying for different ones on our prayer list and, you know, asking God for favors and be calling out the different names. You know, we all have this need. We all need prayer. And I just feel led to just pray a special prayer tonight. And nothing long and drawn out, but any kind of request you have before God. Because I know sometimes when we're praying, it seems like our prayer's not going through. It seems like nothing is going to happen. No, but God, he hears us. And sometimes we may have a little element of doubt. There may be some unbelief. There may be something blocking or hindering our prayer, some kind of distraction going on. Praise the Lord. But I believe that when we pray, we can be effectual and fervent in prayer, and that righteous prayer, of the prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. And sometimes we just need somebody to intercede on our behalf. Because as I recall, Jesus, he prayed intercessory prayer for his disciples. He told Peter that Satan desired to have him, that he may sift them as wheat. Peter, no doubt, was not even aware that Satan desired to have him, to sift him as wheat. But Jesus, he saw this and he interceded on his behalf because he told Peter that he had prayed for him that his faith failed not. So sometimes our faith gets a little weak, an element of doubt try to sneak in, unbelief try to get in our heart. We can just turn right now from everything and believe God no matter what, regardless of the odds or how impossible whatever the situation is. If we can just believe God for one time and this time with no doubt, no wavering, nothing, no distractions, but go after God with everything and believe him for your prayer petition, for your heart's desire, for whatever it is, for your healing, for your deliverance. Just believe God. As we pray together, our prayers are powerful. Amen. When we come together and we touch and we agree, The word of God lets us know that where two or three are assembled together in the name of Jesus, glory to God, he said it would be in the midst. And so if we come touching and agreeing on the same thing, the Lord will hear our prayer. And again, I want to read that scripture, and we're going to go into prayer. James, the 5th chapter, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And now let's prepare our hearts to go before God and call on the name of the Lord, believing God with everything within you. And all of those names that are on the prayer list, we may not be able to call all those names out, but God can see the names written on the prayer list, no matter where that prayer list is, all around the world, and from state to state, internationally, nationally, wherever there is a prayer list, God can see those names. Hallelujah. And we believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe God. We don't believe at all that our prayers are in vain, but we believe the word of God that even before we asked him, he's already answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let us pray and let us bring everything and lay it down before our God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, and we call on your holy name. Lord, we confess before you, asking for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, Lord God, we repent of any wrongdoing, my God, and we ask that you will look upon us, Lord, and forgive our sins. Lord, take away all of our transgressions. Search our hearts, Lord God, and any doubt, anything that's in our heart, Lord, forgive us and take it away in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you, Lord, crying out before you, Lord, and we bring all of our burdens, all of our problems, Lord, we bring everything before you right now. And we lay it down before you, oh God. We're casting all our cares on you because you care for us, Lord. Oh, Lord God, incline your ear and hear our prayer right now. We touch and we agree in prayer this night, believing you for all of those who are written on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Heavenly Father, look on every name that's written right now all around the world. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. And everyone who's represented by that name, Father, let a blessing come upon them, Lord. Grant them their prayer request. Lord God, let it be done right now. And let it be done according to your holy will. Oh, Lord God, please restore the health of those who are sick in their bodies, desiring to be made whole. Oh, God, touch them, Lord God. Lay your hand on them right now. Rebuke the condition in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know you are able, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. We need you, Lord. Please, oh God, move by your power in the name of Jesus. We know there's nothing impossible for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh my God. We're down here waiting on you, Jesus. We're down here calling on your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord Jesus. Please, my God, please, we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Help us down here, Lord. Help us, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. We need your help today, Lord. Help us, oh Lord God. Help us to believe as the scripture says. Oh Lord God, rebuke that spirit of doubt and unbelief, my God. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. We know you are able. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh my God, move in a mighty way. Rebuke Satan on every side. Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage. Tear down strongholds, oh God. Cast out unclean spirits and evil spirits, Lord. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful, Lord. Move right now, Lord God. Rebuke corruption everywhere. Only you can do it, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing impossible. We believe you tonight. And we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God. Look on the leaders around the world, Lord Jesus. Rebuke corruption in their hearts. Lord, put it in their hearts to do what is right. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh, God. Lord, my God, we're down here seeing the scriptures being fulfilled. Iniquity is abounding everywhere. Oh, Lord, keep us and preserve us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, oh, Lord, and help us to continue on. Help us to believe you even the more. Oh, Lord, give us a closer walk with you. Hold our hand, Lord. Walk by our side day and night. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. Oh, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Look on those tonight, Lord, who are dealing with bereavement. Have mercy, Lord. Give them comfort. Give them consolation. Lord, please help them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, only you can do it. Only you can see them through, Lord God. Only you can mend their broken heart. Only you, Lord, can bind up the wound of their heart. Be merciful tonight, Lord, and let your will be done. Oh, blessed Savior, we believe that we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer tonight. Oh, my God, and we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, my Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, my Lord, we thank you tonight for your touch, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We believe, oh God, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We believe in your word. We're taking you at your word, and we count it as done. Hallelujah. Yes. And we thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight for the deliverance of those who are bound, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the restoration and the reclaiming of the backslider. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all things, Lord. And we thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask God that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And somebody help me give God thanks.
I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for the healing of my body. And I thank God because he's a merciful God. And if we don't give up, if we persevere and we keep praying, keep looking to the Lord and trusting in him, the Lord will do what he said he would do, and he will do what we ask him to do. Praise God, and I believe that, and I thank God because he answered my prayer. Glory to God, I have been suffering for about 22 years, and the Lord, he came and delivered me. He didn't come when I wanted him to, but he came, and he came right on time. I thank God for his healing virtue. Thank God for this message on tonight and for the prayer coming through Evander Tamin. God will do great things if we pray and wait on him. Glory to God. I encourage you to continue in prayer, and I encourage Evander Tamin to continue to let the Lord lead you and go as the Lord lay on your heart. And we are praying for you. And I ask that you pray for us. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on the line? If not, we just thank God for prayer on tonight. And I want to encourage everyone to just keep on praying. Don't give up. Just keep believing God. We don't know what God's time is, but we know that he's on time. Like we stated, it may not happen when you want it to happen. He may not come when you want him to come. But when it's time, in God's own time, he is always on time, never late, and he will never fail us. Praise the Lord. God, for this broadcast on this evening, and we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our next broadcast. And we ask that you will please continue in prayer for all of those who are on a prayer list. Let us keep all the bereaved families in our prayer and lift it up before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I can say with truth that prayer really does change things. Amen. So at this time, if there's nothing else, and I ask you to pray for me, I just want to say I thank God for blessing me to see another year. Amen. Today is my birthday. Praise God. The Lord let me see it, and I'm so glad to be in the land of the living. Amen. I count myself blessed. And thank you all for your love, for your prayers and your support, and for the birthday wishes. I thank everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.